رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
مرحبا آج چلیں گے شہ ابرار کے پاس مرحبا آج چلیں گے شہ ابرار کے
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah Azza wa Jal granted us the honor to perform Hajj in addition. We are about to be present in the court of Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in sacred Medina. Our bus has stopped at Masjid Aisha for a short while. Salatul Asr has been performed. Now here we start our journey to Medina. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the essence of reverent and graceful presence there.
حسن حج کر لیا کعبے سے آنکھوں نے ضیا پائی چلو دیکھیں وہ بستی جس کا رستہ دل کے اندر ہے مرحبا آج چلیں گے شہ ابرار کے پاس انشاءاللہ پہنچ جائیں گے سرکار کے پاس صلو علی الحبیب
والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
الحمد لله Madini Qafla is indeed moving to Madina Munawwara in such a way that the following verse defines our situation.
Marhaba, aaj chalenge Shahi Abrar ke paas. Inshallah, pahunch jayenge Sarkar ke paas.
So today we are visiting Madina by the grace of Rasulullah. And by virtue of the supplication and favor of our Murshid, Sayyidi Amiri Ahli Sunnat, we are accompanied by our participants. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we shall get in Madina Munawwara within a few hours. We shall offer our presence for acceptance in the Universal Center of the Devotees. We shall be present in the court of Rasulullah alayhi salam to pay him our salam and get glad tidings of intercession. May Allah accept our presence. Allahumma Ameen. Of Medina and fanatics of the glory of the messenger, let us move towards Medina.
Wo Medina jo kaun ka saath hai jiska deedar momin ki miraj hai zindagi mein khuda har musalman ko wo Medina dikha de kya baat.
Indeed, no other country or city has such attraction as does Medina. In fact, no garden in the whole entire world compares in beauty, attraction and comfort to the deserts of Medina. As we get on, move towards Medina Munawwara.
Apne apne maqamat se nikal pade aur hamara qafila مدینہ منورہ کی جانب رما دوا ہے.
مجھ کو در پیش ہے پھر مبارک سفر قافلہ پھر مدینے کا تیار. Oh,
Imaginarily covering distance after distance, our caravan is on the way to Madina Munawwara.
کہتا ہے مسافر سے یہ ہر نخل مدینہ آرام ذرا لے لو یہاں چھاؤں کھنی ہے گھر سے کہیں اچھا ہے مدینے کا مسافر یہاں صبح وطن شام غریب الوطنی ہے
As the city of Medina gets closer the condition of the heart keeps changing
مدینے سے بلاوا آ رہا ہے میرا دل مجھ سے پہلے جا رہا ہے میرے دل تو مجھے بھی ساتھ لے جا تم اکیلا مدینے جا رہا ہے بھینی سوانی صبح رونے ٹھنڈک جگر کی ہے کلیاں کھلی سیٹوں کی ہوا یہ ادھر کی ہے شکر خدا کے آج گھڑی اس سفر کی ہے جس پر نثار جان بنا سفر کی ہے گرمی ہے تپ ہے درد ہے کل پت سفر کی ہے گرمی ہے تپ ہے درد ہے کل پت سفر کی ہے نا شکر یہ تو دیکھ عظیمت کدھر کی ہے ہم کو تو اپنے سائے
Thus, we are on our way to Medina. Shortly, we are to have the honor to enter Medina. Here we are, longing to sacrifice ourselves with all hearts and souls. Now our sinful body has ultimately entered the holy and pure atmosphere of Medina.
Medina.
He each and every part of Medina is being showered with the divine luminosity. This is the oasis of Arab that got the honor from Allah Almighty Azza wa Jal to become Madinatul Nabi as soon as Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam graced it with his arrival. This is the city of most superior human being. This is the city of the best human being. This is the city of the beloved of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman and Heather. This is the city of the Lord of Sayyidina Bilal-e Habshi. This is the city of the Madani, Lord of Owais-e-Qarni. This is the city of the father of Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra. This is the city of the maternal grandfather of Hassan and Hussein. This is the city of the supporter of the poor. This is the city of the intercessor of the sinful ummah. This is the city of the helper of the helpless. This is the city of the leader of ummah. This is no doubt the city of the head of whole creations. This city is full of spiritual luminosity and surrounded by fascinating beams of light. The place where darkness has no room. The place where one does not dare to walk concededly in the same blessed city is the holy shrine of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The atmosphere of this city contains even today the fragrance of the holy sweat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We cannot even compare this fragrance with the nicest fragrance of this mortal world. Even today the morning in the whole world takes freshness by the grace of the luminous face of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the night casts its shadow in remembrance of Wallail, one unique black hair of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Several pens wrote to contribute in the excellence of this city over the centuries, and billions of words were chosen. Innumerable writers drew millions of margin lines on the papers in this regard, but still they find an infinite room to help accomplish this cause. This is a universal truth that as one is not all able to fully describe the excellence of the city of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so obviously it is also not possible for one to rightfully describe the characteristics of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, "My Lord Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered me to rename Medina Munawwara as Taba." We come to know the importance of this city by the name of the abundance of names given to it. We also understand through a variety of names of Allah Azza wa Jal and the titles of Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that something that has many names definitely has a glory and greatness. There is no other city in this world that has got such a large number of names as does Medina. Millions of pilgrims visit this sacred place. Dur hai. the memorable scenes of every street of the holy city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sight and corner reminds us of them in our imagination even after reaching our country. Alhamdulillah, everywhere is a splendor and liveliness here. We all are proceeding solicitously and excitingly seeking the green dome. Here we kiss the gate and there we kiss the wall reverently. Again here we kiss a bus and there we kiss a car. Sometimes we wear our hearts on our sleeves and fall in love with the atmosphere here. Where are we? Where we are? We find ourselves in the center of the heart. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we shall see the green dome shortly. Control your emotions. Look, the green dome, the center of excellence and splendor, is in full bloom.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. أسألك الشفاعة يا رسول الله، أسألك الشفاعة يا رسول الله، أسألك الشفاعة يا رسول الله، أسألك الشفاعة يا رسول الله.
Yeah.
Followers of Islam keep the name Madina Munawwara in their heart. Here is the last resting place of Rasulullah, the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal. Here the divine blessings are in full bloom. The scene of the green dome sheltering, the holy shrine gives spiritual solace to the hearts and freshness to eyes of believers. The blessing to the whole universe, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam rests in peace in Medina. His love is the prime constituent of the faith of the believers. His affection stimulates the passion of admirers. This city provides shelter and relief to the grief-stricken people and is indeed a center of intercession for the sinners. How fortunate are those tearful eyes that expect to watch Medina. The people who live in the city of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are definitely graced, the fortunate residents of this holy city of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam long to keep living here as well as breathing their last here. How did Madina Munawwara get settled? Dear Islamic brothers and Madani channel viewers, if we go down in history, it tells us that there were 81 persons who came out of the Ark of Nuh alayhi salam unharmed. They settled around Babel. Their progeny got an increase with the passage of time, and then they inhabited in Medina. They were the first people to do irrigation and gardening at this territory. They were called Amalekans, and the garden, the Amalek, for they originated from Amalek bin Ali, Hafsha bin Sam bin Nu. Amalek gained a great power. His rulership was spread out from Hijaz to Syria and Egypt. The people who came here after Amalek were the Bani Israelites. How did Bani Israelites inhabit here? When Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, accompanied by the various groups of Bani Israelites, visited Makkah Muazzama for the performance of Hajj, on their return they happened to pass by a place that is now called Madina Munawwara. They were shocked to know that this territory had all those signs that had already been reported in Torah. One of the most signs given for its verification was that it was called Zatun Nakhl, for here the foremost and the last messenger of Allah was expected to come. Some people from this caravan settled here. As we go down in the history, 9 centuries backward, prior to Islam, a fatal flood came that caused a great destruction and is remembered as Salam and Salifana. Many an ancient tribes left this place and migrated to the island of Arab. The two well-known branches from those tribes were namely Aus and Khazraj. These are the same Aus and Khazraj who at first embraced the invitation of Islam and welcomed the first migrants with open doors. These people gave shelter to the first refugees of Islam and were therefore called Ansar. They thus became worthy of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on permanent basis, and were destined to have an everlasting, happy and secured life. Madina Munawwara is almost surrounded by mountains. To its northwest lies Jabal-e-Salah, and in its south the valley of Aqiq is situated. To its north lies Jabal-e-Ohad. Hiriya Sharqiya is situated. In its east, the valley of Badhan and Rinuna traverse the city. Madina Munawwara is located at a distance of 450 km from Jeddah, 497 km from Mecca, 250 km from Yanba city, which is at the coastline of Ahmasi. The temperature here usually goes up to 48 centigrade. The city construction was majorly done From 1600 BC till 2200 BC, the word Medina is derived from its root word, Deen, that means obedience. For a large number of people dwelling here naturally tend to obey Allah and His Holy Rasul. Hence, it is called Medina. This holy city enjoys ample variety of names such as Tayyaba, Taba, Taiba, Iman, Haram, Haram Rasulillah, Darul Iman, Darul Salam, Darul Hijra, Masuma, Ardullah, Al-Maimuna, Darul Abrar, Zatul Ahbar, Al-Mubaraka, and Shafi'a. We understand the excellence of something by its glorious names, Al-Madina, Taba, Al-Miskina, and Tayyaba have even been mentioned in Torah. However, Medina Munawwara is the most favorite name. Yasrib also one of the olden names of Medina, which is the Arabic of an Egyptian word Tabriz. The word Yasrib means grief and distress. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam disliked this name. According to one hadith, the one who calls Medina as Yasrib, he should repent to Allah Azza wa Jal. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah, he did this supplication to Allah Azza wa Jal that, O Allah, I am leaving the most favorite city. Now thou take me to the most favorite city. His supplication was answered by Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah to be praised that He Azza wa Jal ordered him to go to Medina. Thus Medina became the most favorite city of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved to spend his remaining life in Medina Munawwara. Even after conquest of Makkah, the choice of Medina Munawwara had already been determined for migration purpose. When the natives of Medina came to know this glad tiding that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sovereign of both the worlds, is approaching them to enlighten and illuminate their Medina, they wished to celebrate the day of his arrival as an Eid day. Their eyes were gleaming with happiness and excitement, and faces glowed with the divine light of their faith. Their heartbeats were not helping them because of an unexpected happiness. The merriness and delight could be easily seen on each and every face of them. The innocent children were about to welcome the Holy Prophet of the whole mankind with sweet songs.
وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا